Now there's a word so often mispronounced.
Tord.
Tord is proper. T-O-A-R-D is the only part of the sound in that. The W is silent. But toward is what most people call it. Toward. Mm-hmm. And I learned that when I was a kid in school, just a young boy, and a buffalo I went to school with lived till just last year. We were about the same age, and he always pronounced it toward. Toward. They put that on, and I notice a lot of the little kids today do, so I know they're not getting the teaching we got back in my day of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they brought those things out plainly. We had teachers that just wouldn't overlook those things.
If you would go downtown and see somebody you didn't expect to see, you come home and tell your wife, guess who I
saw? That's what I'd say. Now, my wife will say, I guess who I seen. A lot of other people use that word seen. That's a past tense expression.
Did you ever say, guess who I ran?
Ran into. Yes, that's...
And
we didn't exactly run into them, but we met them.
What I'd say. If the child's name was George and his father's name was George, you might say, the parents might say, well, we named a child
after his father.
Mm-hmm. And the animal that barks is a
dog.
And you want to call your dog to ye? How would you call him?
Well, call him by name, usually. And dogs are smart. They know their name as soon as they've had it enough to get acquainted.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd say,
sick him.
And the kind of dog that's made up of many different kinds, not much of any.
Mongrel.
And might say, watch out for that dog, you might get...
Might get bit, most people say. Might get bitten, to be proper.
Uh-huh. So sure enough, he was...
He was, well...
He didn't watch out. Sure enough, he was by the dog.
He was bitten by the dog. That's what you're getting at?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the animal you better watch out for if you walk across the pasture?
Well, be a bull, I suppose you have a reference to there.
Do you ever use a different word around the ladies than the bull?
Well, a lot of people do, but listen, it's all foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, women are so conscientious about words like that. Now listen, a bull and a cow is just the same form of speech as a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Mean the same thing. The male's the bull and the female's the cow. Well, they'll say those things. They'll say cow in the same way about horses. Mm-hmm. A mare and a stallion. And it's no more wrong. In fact, it's proper to call them that if you're going to talk about them.
Sure.
But, oh boy, a lot of them will just put in their faint if they hear one of those words, bull or a stallion or something like that.
Another word to watch out for is, of course, the one I'm going to ask now. If you had a tomcat, you didn't want him to be a tomcat anymore.
Castrating. I did that one. Boy, that's quite a job, though.
I don't want to doing that.
You got to know how.
I imagine.
Well, you got to hang them up, the hind legs. That's about the only way you can do it. Boy, they can claw you to death, bite you, and everything.
Imagine. If you had the cow was about to have a baby cow, what would you say? Daisy's about to.
She's about to calf. That's a proper expression.
You wouldn't say freshen.
Well, you could say that, but I don't believe it's... Mm-hmm. It is, she is going to freshen when she has the calf, mm-hmm. but the proper statement there is to calf. Mm-hmm. Just like a horse sow is more feral. They say she's about to feral.
Mm-hmm.
Or to pig. But... of course, a lot of them will say she's about to come fresh for the cow, about to have a calf, and all that. Any of those, I guess, would be
mm-hmm.
proper.
And if you had one ox and another ox, this is a long time ago, we say we have a what?
A yoke of ox.